There have been more bleak warnings this week about the economic havoc unleashed by COVID-19. Both the Fiscal Advisory Council and the Economic and Social Research Institute warned the country is facing into a significant recession. The pandemic has left well over a million people requiring state income support. Joining us now this morning is the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
You'll have to make some big decisions soon. What will you be doing with the pandemic unemployment payment?
We'll be making a decision in relation to that across the coming weeks. The Taoiseach and I have already indicated our plan to continue the pandemic unemployment payment programme beyond the current expiry date. And we'll be making the final decision in relation to that, the duration and the nature of the payment in the coming week or so.
I suppose the fundamental question is this: for people who had been working full time before all of this happened, will the €350 payment remain as it is?
Well, we'll be in a position to absolutely confirm that in the coming days. What I would say to those listeners who have that concern is the very reason we increased that payment from approximately €200 to €350 was in recognition of the huge difficulty that so many were facing because of the loss of income and because of the loss of job. And that instinct and that view that guided the increase in the payment, of course, will be the same instinct that will guide our view in relation to those who are in full-time work and full-time income before they lost their job.
So you hope then to keep it at 350?
Well, Rachel, we'll confirm that now when we have a cabinet meeting. What we'll have at the end of this week is we will have our second week of information, which will allow us to understand the number of citizens who are leaving the pandemic unemployment payment to go back into work. We're in the very early phase of reopening our economy, and we're looking just to take care with a decision that does two things. Firstly, recognise the need of those who are now depending on that payment for income. And secondly, just recognising that this is costing many hundreds of millions of euro per week. And any decision we make, we need to make sure is affordable and sustainable. And we're drawing that work to conclusion in the coming days.
At the moment, women returning from maternity leave are excluded from the wage subsidy scheme. Now, a lot of people have expressed concern about this. When is this loophole going to be closed?
I'll be taking a proposal to Cabinet today in relation to this, Rachel. We brought in the temporary wage subsidy scheme as a huge and fast intervention to keep many hundreds of thousands of citizens either in a job or to allow them to retain a relationship with their employer. It's been very successful in doing both. And after the introduction of this scheme, the issue regarding those on maternity leave and their inability to access the scheme was raised with me. And myself, the Department of Finance and the Revenue Commissioner have been working hard on this issue over the last number of weeks. I have a proposal. I will bring it to Cabinet today. And what I'm looking to do is try to ensure that somebody who's now leaving maternity leave to go on to the wage subsidy scheme, that we can treat them in the same way as somebody else who may already have been on the wage subsidy scheme. I accept the concerns that were raised. It's our absolute intention to treat everybody fairly. And I hope later on today we'll be able to bring clarity to that important issue.
Looking at the broader picture, the European Commission has proposed a €750 billion package of grants and loans to help countries recover from this crisis. When's that likely to be finalised, and what will Ireland be looking for?
So in terms of that broader picture, if I could briefly say, in acknowledging the huge difficulty that you picked up on correctly in the two reports that were published earlier on in the week, the reports were also clear that our economy can recover and we can make the right decisions to get our economy and our people to a better place economically. And we can do that because we didn't have the kind of economic difficulties leading into this crisis we've had in the past. In terms of the European Recovery Fund, when will it be finalised? My anticipation is it will be finalised towards the end of this year. And funding from it will become available either from the end of this year or early next year. In terms of what Ireland will want from it, there's two things we will want. You know, very directly, of course, we will be reviewing that fund to see if there's an opportunity for us to fund programmes that we currently have in Ireland or to fund new things better in the future. Indirectly, however, this fund and the work of the European Central Bank is the vital sign of confidence regarding the future of the euro. That confidence was lacking a decade ago. And as a country who's a member of the euro and a big trading small country in the eurozone, that kind of confidence is a vital enabler of the economic recovery we want to return Ireland to.
Again, looking at the overall sums here, both Fianna Fáil and the Greens made pre-election pledges not to increase the pension age to 67. Given everything that's happened since then, is that still realistic?
Well, Rachel, I'm engaging with my colleagues in the Green Party and Fianna Fáil on this and a whole range of matters.
Right, and, so you are discussing that.
I said in relation to a whole range of matters, and of course, the how we're going to manage pension issues, how we're going to manage the future of our income supports will all be part of the discussion that we will have. These are discussions that we're hoping to use to form a new government. And one of the agreements that we've made is we won't kind of make public our conclusions until that work has concluded. The context for all of these decisions has completely changed because of COVID, because of having hundreds of thousands of people now unemployed. But we will only be able to answer questions like that if we can agree a programme for government. And we're working really hard to try to do that at the moment.
There have been concerted calls this week for the reduction of the 2 metre distancing rule. Your own cabinet colleague, Michael Ring, thinks it should be reduced. What's your view?
I'm going to be very much guided by the public health guidance in this area, as indeed all my cabinet colleagues are. I just had to listen to Professor Philip Nolan, been interviewed before I came on, to be reminded of the kind of expertise and insight that Philip and his colleagues have on this and many other matters. We will look at the evidence in this and I will be guided, excuse me, Rachel, by that evidence and by the success that we have in reopening our economy while hopefully containing this disease.
Right. Does that mean then that for as long as Tony Houlihan says 2 metres, you're sticking with 2 metres?
Well, I'll take his advice and input in the matter very carefully, and then I'll seek to balance that against all of the other things that I'm directly responsible for as Minister for Finance.
What does that mean?
Philip, in the interview that he gave a few moments ago, for example, made the point that getting people back to work is not only vital for our economy. He talked about the, you know, many of the different costs and issues that we have at the moment in our economy. I'm directly responsible for all of that. But what I want to do is that if we make further decisions to reopen our economy, that we do that in a way that does not undermine the success that we have had in containing this disease. And in order to look at that success, I will be relying on a weekly basis on the kind of information and advice that we get from Tony and his team. And if the evidence supports any kind of change in the public health guidance, and I believe we can accept that guidance and reopen our economy in a careful way so that we can get more people back to work, of course, we look at those conclusions.
Right. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Finance, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8:34.